Hello, my name is Joe Hogan, and I'm here to share with you the latest podcast on the Geek to Geek Media Network, As the Dice Roll. This actual play podcast is a collection of different stories collected under one roof, and we're launching with two really fun campaigns. First off, we have a sci-fi world-building adventure played through the GURPS system. Todd from the Nerdberg Review has assembled a group of seasoned podcasters and streamers from the Geek to Geek Media Network and beyond to create a world of crazy aliens and spacefaring hijinks. Here's a quick look at the first episode of our GURPS campaign, Cautious Optimism.
I selected the GURPS system because it is very flexible and you can do a lot of different things with it. You can play in any setting, including outer space, which is where today's adventure is going to take place. Because as you know, Uncle Peter, he had a lot of wealth and valuables, and he's not giving any of them to you, but he is giving you this ship. I'm looking for work. I passed my SATs. I could be your engineer.
Do your parents know where you are, son?
No, I'm skipping town.
I'm going to say for the time period and everything like that, it's probably a hovercraft.
Okay, a cool floating dolly. This is an audio show, so special effects aren't an issue. But let's make everything floaty.
Absolutely. For some reason, the name of defibrillators was lost around mid-century. We now call them shocky things.
But see, the bird people on this planet can't pronounce defibrillator with their beaks. So, yeah, that makes sense. We're going with that. You're looking at the ship and imagining flying through space and all that jazz when there's an explosion inside. You hear Hank Crawford shout an expletive. What exactly are you doing to be intimidating?
He walks in and just in a very penetrating voice just goes, move.
All right. So, I mean, imagine a bunch of pigeons on the road when a car is coming at them and they all just kind of fly off. So the party of three brave adventurers are heading to the shopping district.
I believe now, that would be two brave adventurers, one almost corpse.
Well, it sounds like any Dungeons & Dragons group. Absolutely. I've ever played with.
Yep. Look, all I need you to do is point at what a power converter looks like. Which one you want?
That was a little taste of what to expect on our first episode. It features Todd, myself, Kelly Hightower from Mating Habits of the Modern Geek, and Bamashox from King of the Heel. We'll be joined in later episodes by Raven from Girls Gone Wow and our very own Beige from the Geek to Geek podcast. Episodes will come out every other Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific, starting on Friday, January 1st. On the off weeks, Cautious Optimism will be sharing the As the Dice Roll feed with a second campaign. The Horse Feather Saga is a D&D 5e campaign featuring a group of newcomers to the podcasting world. Dungeon Master Drew is joined by myself, my brother Mike, and our friends Chris and Charlie as we barrel through a very unique take on the Dungeons & Dragons mythos. Here's just a bit of the raucous silliness that is the Horsefeather Saga.
Chris and Mike and Joe have all experienced my DMing with this, so they have a good idea of what it's like. Charlie, you are new to this, so you're going to need to roll a d20 to determine how often I'm going to kill you. Charlie, do you know what a bullywog looks like, by the way?
Like a little frog guy?
It's a frog dude.
Frog dude.
With teeth. He's got teeth.
Human teeth?
Bullywog teeth.
God, how terrifying would that be?
I'm going to picture the one nearest to me as having human teeth.
Okay, like dentures?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
We're being honorable by stabbing you in your thigh.
That's right. Bullywugs hate thighs.
All those visions of frogs' legs roasting over an open fire.
Ryan understands because he has pretty nice thighs.
Hot.
Fair enough.
Does Ryan wear short shorts?
Not right now, but he has been known to.
You're capture. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you can say something if you would like to.
Release Howard the Terrible. Unhand me.
Top of the order. So this goes to Zerk, the Mohawked.
My God, they're trying to kidnap that small child. Zerk 100% is convinced that Howard is a child. He does not realize he's a elderly gnome.
Okay, so that's basically how we're going to play this.
That's just a little sample of what you get with the Horse Feather Saga. The first episode will drop on Friday, January 8th, and it will carry an explicit tag, mostly because we have a tendency to drop a few F-bombs here and there. So those are our two campaigns premiering on As the Dice Roll starting January 1st. We're very excited for you to experience these stories with us, and as time goes on, we hope to add more campaigns of all different systems and all different genres with players from across the internet and beyond. To close us out, here are the opening credits from Cautious Optimism.
Hello, Cautious Optimism.
Aurora Borealis Shand.
A human woman.
I'm not interested in selling this ship.
She has a huge smile on her face.
She's very important to me.
Hank Crawford.
Engineers.
Bad news, good news. Bad news, fuel leak.
Coming and going from the spaceport.
Good news, I found duct tape.
Kyan Brunt.
A mator.
I am a doctor.
A 9-foot-tall, 4-armed creature.
I don't care if they call me, hey you, just let me do my job.
Rico.
Humanoid.
I'm observing you.
Cat person.
It's for science.
Toss.
A slimy, gelatinous.
What are you hauling?
Goo thing. Thank you, Cautious Optimism. Welcome to the station.